This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on Monday, the 22nd of November. What happened on the 22nd of November?
My daddy's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Daddy.
You have to bring up the bummer.
When was JFK shot?
On this day.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Interesting how it isn't anywhere. I haven't seen it.
It's trending today on Twitter.
Oh, is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the trending stuff from the drive-through. And that seems to be what's capturing everybody's imagination. You know what is powerful, just to sort of start the hour and to set the tone? The fact that people who are successful, and I'm not saying just successful, oftentimes people measure success just by how well you do in business, how much money you make. No, I think success is in relationships. Success is in how you feel about life yourself. And if you're a persistent sort, I think that you and I have found, and maybe this isn't the appropriate way to phrase it, but I think persistence is sexy, in a manner of speaking. And it's not about, conquest. It's just about being persistent, about being steady.
That's the guy who dated Gloria Allred.
Yep. I've done a lot of development in relationships, Jennifer, as you know. At any rate, I just think that it's nice to be persistent, and I say that as a universal sort of thought. Meanwhile, let's get an update on this situation in Wisconsin, where the Christmas parade was interrupted by this fellow plowing into the crowd. What do we have to give folks in terms of encouragement that the people, many of the people, I think 80 people who were injured, right? Are they doing okay? What's the story?
The number is really unclear as to how many are injured. The number right now that's being reported is 40, but it's 40 plus. And that's because there are a lot of people with really bad injuries that are getting treated. There are a lot of people who might have gone to an urgent care or self-treated on their own. So I would expect that number of 40 to probably go up, because injured takes all sorts of forms, right, from really bad to minor injuries. There are 5 dead, however, and one thing that was just confirmed as we start this hour is that the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies, who were part of this troupe, they were like a group of self-described grannies, and they were part of the parade. Apparently, the group has come out and said that at least one of the dead is one of their members. It could be more. They said that this is a group who's dedicated to bring smiles to people, and so they were sad to see the loss. Obviously, heavy hearts to report that this was at least one of their members was killed during this attack. And the sad thing is, there were all kinds of mostly kids marching in this parade, mostly young adults in bands. The dancing grannies were probably one of the exceptions. Some of the older people who were participating, but there were a lot of people on the sidelines, because last year this same Christmas parade was shut down because of COVID. So everybody was back on the streets. I mean, you can see all the remnants of what was left. You've got like hot chocolate cups, you have blankets, you have people who are celebrating the season, waiting for Santa Claus to come around the corner when this Ford SUV comes racing in. Feeling very intentional there. We don't know, again, the motives, but it seems highly unlikely that this was an accident or that this was even a drunk driver. Just if you watch the footage that's out there, it seems pretty intentional. The question now is, what was the motivation? What was the reason for this?
Not clear.
There's a press conference today at 1 o'clock Wisconsin time, so there should be some more clarity. They've been very slow in doing this. So we've seen this a lot more lately with either mass shootings or things where there's a big trauma to the community where the police are taking a much longer time releasing information than they used to. So they're taking their time. One suspect, or they don't call him a suspect, but one person of interest is in custody. There are images of the car being backed into someone's driveway.
Is it politically incorrect call people suspects now? It's person of interest?
I don't know. That's just what they're calling him. And the person has been identified on social media, but law enforcement hasn't come forward with a name yet, so we can wait on that. But they do. There is a name that's floating around, and this name has a career of criminality, a long record. So that turns out to be the person. Then we'll see what the motivation was and if he was acting alone. What was interesting is that after this was over, the lights were turned out in the community, and, which made it even more eerie. And that was, police have been explaining that as they were unclear, and I guess this would be maybe terror protocols. They were unclear if this was a coordinated attack or if there was more to come, if there were other people involved. And so they shut everything down. They put everybody on a stay indoors order. And then I guess they went and tried to clear the area to make sure that there wasn't something else. But that's got to be scary. If you know what's happening outside your house and then there's no power coming into your house,
not
a
bright
move. Frightening set of circumstances.
Okay, speaking of that, after Kyle Rittenhouse, after Kenosha, what is to be expected in terms of looking at in the circle that I am in? The suggestion has been made by several people that I know that this will enable or embolden young men to carry weapons and to be more visible on the street, wherever the street is, with some of these more powerful guns. And I don't know that that's not a conclusion.
It's not a more powerful gun. It's an AR-15. It's the same as a handgun. People say that it's automatic or all of these things, like this is a machine gun. It's got the same power and functionality. Yes, it is. It's got the same functionality as any handgun that you would own at home.
So
the AR-15
get
gets vilified
guns?
Because it looks scary.
Well, but it,
I don't know. I wanted an AR-15. I tried to get one, but they made them illegal in the state of California. They're very fun to shoot. When you take them out to shooting ranges, they're very fun to shoot. It's got a better aim. It's just, I don't know, for me,
but the premise here
shooting,
is, okay.
I like it.
So let's get away from that particular gun and talk about guns on the streets, young men, young white men, the men that we talk about frequently who always seem to be the ones that get themselves embroiled in these situations.
This wasn't the case here. See, there's so much inflation. I don't think that Kyle Rittenhouse is a hero. I've been very clear about that.
No, he's anything but a hero.
But he had no business being out on the streets of Kenosha. Neither did the people who died. Nobody at that point had the right to be out on the street, but they all were. So you take that out of the way. You have no laws that were broken by Kyle Rittenhouse. He was allowed to have the gun. He was allowed to be open carrying the gun. He was allowed to drive from Wisconsin to Illinois.
Right?
He was allowed to go see his father and the business that he works at and his grandmother. He was allowed to do all that.
But how is it that he felt threatened? The other
because
people
he was
that
getting
came to
kicked
him.
In the head, Doug. I mean, I don't know if anybody... I feel like I'm living in an alternate reality here. Because I think it's okay to say that Kyle Rittenhouse is not a hero. But there is so much false information that's being circulated about this. Kyle Rittenhouse, if you don't know, we can say it again. Kyle Rittenhouse was out on the street. He was attacked. He was called the N-word. And fatal blows to his head. He was hit in the head with the skateboard. And then these men started kicking him in the head. He stood up. He got to his feet. He looked. And one of the suspects who one of the people who was shot by Kyle Rittenhouse testified in the case that he held his gun on Kyle. And that's when Kyle shot them. So I don't know what you expect to do. If you were being kicked in the head and someone held a gun on you and you were able to defend yourself, are you going to just die or are you going to defend yourself? I think everybody who is being honest here would do exactly what Kyle Rittenhouse did. Now,
well,
that doesn't mean he should have been
like
there.
If he's wandering, anybody walking down the street holding a gun like he was, I mean, if this, you know, we see people all the time, this happens, whether it's, you know, to see something, say something. So if there's someone walking down the street holding a gun like he was, and someone tries to tackle him to take the gun away from him, I just don't understand.
Him to take the gun away from him, Victoria. They were attacking him, calling him the N-word, and beating him in the head.
It sounds like you have a lot of sympathy for him, and I do not have any. So,
Victoria, I have no sympathy for anybody. I think it's a really sad situation here. But what I think is really, it's irresponsible, the amount of misinformation that's being spread around there. No, I don't want to see anybody dead. But the people who were dead, people are sympathizing with them. These are child rapists that attacked Kyle Rittenhouse. else. They too had weapons. It was. I mean, it was a clear case.
Horrible situation.
It's a bad situation, and nobody gets to be an executioner. I understand that. That's why I'm not sympathetic necessarily to Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't think his mother should have even let him out of the house. I understand all of that.
All right.
But the media has lied to everybody, and nobody knows that they've been lied to.
News media coverage of this sort of thing.
Just watch the case. I mean, I spent a lot of time listening to this case, and your eyes will be open as to truth.
Well, I don't know, everybody's truth is different. That's the problem, and we don't really know what the truth is because you can establish certain
facts. Well, and as per usual, you have dumb celebrities who don't know anything except that it looks good to start sending a hashtag around about what they feel is bad, and then those dumb celebrities start, you know, telling people the details of a case that doesn't even exist. But then we also have dumb celebrities who are raising money to pay for Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's
right, ladies,
dumb celebrities on both sides.
Build Back Better. This weekend, a lot of things moving fairly fast. I see Adam Schiff has had lots to say. My congresswoman, who is the assistant leader, Catherine Clark, I am not a fan of hers by any stretch of the imagination. Over the weekend, she sent out an email to all of her constituents entitled, "What the Build Back Better Act Means for You." Now, it doesn't happen to mean this to me, but here's what she says it does. Establishes free universal pre-K and child care costs. Do I have a problem with that? I don't know.
For pre-K, for universal pre-K, which
it's just making
your
public school system bigger and longer. That's what it means.
Right. Well,
but
it allows.
I just want to say it's not free, though. That may be free
not.
To
the
people to use,
gonna
pay but
for
we
it.
Pay for it.
Right. Exactly. Next thing she says is extend the largest tax cut.
We pay for regular public school, too, so I don't see why that's a big deal.
Well, no, but it's not a big thing. It's just that's part of the tax bill. The child tax credit, providing families for $300 a month per child, more tax credit.
Whether you're legal or not, you should add that in because you don't have to have a social security number.
Fund the construction of over 1 million affordable homes across the U.S. Whose homes? Mine? Can I get in on this?
Affordable housing.
Okay.
So it's at that level of whatever people used to say Section 8 or whatever. They don't say that anymore.
Section 8
housing. Yeah.
Right, because that's prejudicial or whatever.
Well, it's not called that anymore, but whatever.
Lower health care costs by expanding Medicare coverage, capping insulin at $35 a month. I have a problem with that, but the taxpayer shouldn't be paying for it. We should be cowing the drug companies into making the cost of prescriptions. Why should we enable them to keep charging the outrageous charges and have the government pay for it instead of individuals or insurance companies? Anyway, combat the climate.
The now.
There is no way to
pharmaceuticals run the world.
So either human beings suffer and don't get the insulin that they need, or we, you know, suck it up and everyone who loves capitalism, there you go. There it is.
Capitalism is not a bad thing. We wouldn't be here.
Or we do some
capitalism.
Regulation. Do some regulation on pharmaceutical companies.
All right, she goes on and says, combat the climate crisis by cutting CO2 emissions. This is the biggest. This is $550 billion and nobody knows what it's for. Nobody. If you ask your, I'm going to send a note back here and say, please give me the specifics about what the $550 billion in clean energy is going to. What are we going to do?
Information. It's all broken down. You can go on to like whitehouse.gov or whatever. It's all there.
Yeah, but it's speculative. Victoria.
No,
it's
the plan.
Specific.
That's what the specifics are. But no one wants to read 500,000 pages of what's going to happen. That's just not going to, no one does that.
Addressing climate injustice by ensuring 40% of climate investments are targeted to historically marginalized communities. What does that mean?
It means in every spot around the country where you have the poorest communities, you also have the highest effects of climate change, flooding. Look at all of New Orleans, how it keeps getting decimated. Look at parts of Florida. I mean, that's what climate injustice.
Here's the cap.
Also, from an agricultural perspective, all the factory farms that are affecting the neighborhoods around them, all marginally, the poorest.
Ensure the wealthiest pay their fair share. Go get them. Those bad, wealthy people, you need to pay more money. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
23 after the hour on the DJV program. We're rolling up or rolling into our Thanksgiving contest, which we will have for you an update and how to do it, how you can win a lot of nice prizes. If you're interested in that, and I'm sure that most people are, then hang around. We'll be right to it after this.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Why not? Wow. Ready to dance, Victoria?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think of dancing when I think of Thanksgiving.
Really?
No. I think of unbuttoning your pants and not being able to move.
Like, well, but dancing would probably be good exercise to shake off some of that
stuff.
Sure. All right, so Thanksgiving. And actually, this is good. This is a sort of Thanksgiving Christmas contest that we have with our friends at Works, WORX. They're the ones that create these fabulous electric tools that you can find at their website, works.com. We're going to give away a Works prize package valued at about $400. The drill driver and the combo nitro circular saw. That most people who've got a home shop want these things, and it's so much handier not to have the cord to cut, which is certainly something I've done over the years with a handsaw. Yeah, it's right, cut right through that cord. I don't have to worry about that. And here's how the contest works. You go to any of our social media at DJV Show, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, and then you tell us a story about your favorite holiday memory. It could be a holiday memory from Thanksgiving, could be a holiday memory. Maybe that'd be appropriate for the winner this week as a Thanksgiving winner. What in your mind comes to you first? My sisters and I were talking about this actually yesterday. My older sister asking what we remember. I don't know why she was doing it, but my younger sister and I were responding to those things. And they're good stories there, usually with most families. So give us a good memory, and you'll become one of the contestants. Actually, all the rules are available at djvshow.com. And we'll have our first winner this Friday, okay? So Thanksgiving memories and the Works giveaway go hand in hand kind of nicely, as a matter of fact. Okay, other trending things that are of interest. The movie about Serena and Venus Williams. Some people are criticizing it. I'm not sure whether you've seen the trailer for this. I was going to go see it. I didn't have time this weekend. But Will Smith is in it, and in it he plays the father that teaches the girls tennis. But there's always going to be room for criticism, Victoria. And this character is being accused of being sexist. So I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think this is a lot to do about nothing. Venus and Serena were our executive producers on this film. It's the story of, you know, of their father and fighting for them to have a chance to play in almost an all-white sport. I mean, 99% of it is white.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's... I haven't seen the film yet. I've heard that Will Smith
somebody's
is very
always
good
ticked
it.
Off about something. Everybody's got a problem. You know, give it a rest, because probably, when I see it, I'll give you my review, but I have a feeling the trailer looked quite good, and so everybody else needs
it's
to...
It's on HBO Max also, so I might watch it at home.
28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tried Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema? It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began like something out of a real-life Christmas story, but it ended in tragedy, as in Waukesha, Wisconsin, an SUV plowed into a Christmas parade. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says,
we do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation.
The latest numbers from police, 5 people were killed, more than 40 others injured, including over a dozen children. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says Senator Joe Manchin is
is making strides on the issue of paid leave in the Build Back Better bill. During an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, the New York Democrat said she's optimistic they can find some common ground as the Senate prepares to take up the social spending bill after the Thanksgiving break. The University of Florida giving coach Dan Mullen the boot after a losing streak, let go in the middle of his fourth season after the Gators lost four of their last five games. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Former President Trump was on Fox News over the weekend slamming President Biden for allowing inflation to run rampant on the U.S. economy. He also says the Democrat president's agenda could sink America forever.
This country has tremendous potential, tremendous, but we're giving it away. And there'll be a point where the country can't come back, and we can never allow that point to be reached. So I think things are going to happen very big in the midterm elections, and I think in 2024 it's going to be a great result.
Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, told Newsmax the Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty verdict is a win for our country.
This was justice. This shows that the American system of due process works. This was a God bless America type of day for I think the country. You know, if that wasn't self-defense, Tom, tell me what is. So I think this is a win for due process. I think it's a win for our country. It's a win for those the system where those jurors, knowing what was going on outside, knowing what Democrats were saying, reached the conclusion that the facts and the truth warranted. So it was also a win for the Second Amendment and for our Constitution. So I think all in all, it was a good day for freedom, a good day for the process, a good day for America.
Since his serious Southern California car crash, Tiger Woods, one of golf's all-time greats, was badly injured in February. Woods shared a video Sunday on social media showing him back on the golf course. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is the DJV program, or DJV show, as some would prefer to call it. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan in this half hour of our Monday program. It's November the 22nd. Some people in the news. Adele praising Spotify, Victoria, for removing the default shuffle. Now, you'll have to translate that for me because I'm not technically astute enough to know what that means. What is she happy about?
It means that she has been, and a lot of artists have done this too, but essentially, like, iTunes and streaming services have killed the album in the form that, you know, we used to know of an album, where you would listen track by track, and so artists, you know, spend a lot of time with the track list and the sequencing, And so she's been saying, you know, if you go on to Spotify to listen to her new album, the default setting, meaning the setting that automatically comes up unless you change it, is to shuffle the tracks in the album. And so she said, no, I want people to listen to the album in the order that I wrote it. And so a lot of artists have said that they feel that's important. So Spotify has now turned that off. So when you go on to Spotify to listen to Adele's new album, 30, you will have to sit through it in its entirety, in that order. So she was very happy that Spotify listened to
her. Is that good or bad?
I think it's
great. Is that
good? That's great. It's. I mean, what if you're that into whoever you're listening to, whether it's Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran or Adele, then you mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you want to hear the album the way that they intended you to hear it?
Right. All right. Speaking of albums and music, do you have a list of the winners of the Music Awards, American Music Awards last night? I saw a little bit the performance of J Lo. The kids from Korea, what's the name? BTS or something?
Yep.
BTS, yeah. Right.
They won Artist of the Year, so
yeah.
BTS had a big night.
Yeah, it was, and the crowd seemed to like them a lot. They certainly loved J-Lo from what I could see, but those shows don't excite me much. I just happen to click in there once in a while. But who were the significant winners? Any surprises?
I don't know about surprises, but BTS beat out Ariana Grande and Drake and Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift in The Weeknd. So that is a pretty big deal for them. Olivia Rodrigo, though, who's been just burning up the charts lately, she won Best New Artist of the Year. So that was, a big moment for her. They had a lot of different interesting categories. Favorite trending song, collaboration of the year went to Doja Cat and SZA, which is actually a really good song. Favorite music video went to Lil Nas X for Montero, Call Me By Your Name. That was the controversial video where he basically gives Satan a lap dance and kills Satan.
Right.
So a lot of people were like up in arms about that for some reason. Favorite male pop artist went to Ed Sheeran. Favorite female went to Taylor Swift. And, duo.
Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift are pretty likable, I think, and they're good musicians, too. They seem to be pretty likable of sorts. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then Taylor Swift won Favorite Pop Album, which was, I do think, a surprise, because Evermore is very folky. And so she beat out the Kid Laroi, Olivia Rodrigo, Dua Lipa, and Ariana Grande. So that was, probably the upset of the night.
I just like Dua Lipa's name. Or she'd
yes,
win
we know.
Some just because.
She's won lots of stuff. She won Pop Album of the Year last year. She's great.
Okay, so she's all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods is back on the, what do they call it, the links?
Yes.
Resumed swinging golf clubs. Posted a video of his swing, and he looks pretty good. 45 years old. Remember, he was very badly injured in that car crash back in February.
Mm-hmm.
And
still don't know anything about.
Yeah, no.
All we know is that he was going really fast and never hit the brakes. And so he drove himself right off the road, and he's lucky he's alive. But
he has a noticeable limp still.
Oh, he had major surgery on his leg. He almost lost his leg. Yeah, it will be a bit of a miracle if he's back in full form again, ever.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. It's Tiger Woods. He might be determined enough.
One of the things, I saw an article about Jack Nicklaus over the weekend, who was one of the great players, 20, 25, 30 years ago. He and Arnold Palmer became competitors, not only out on the golf course, but they both went into the design business. And so they would fight, if you will. That's probably not the right term. They would vie. They would compete for the design contracts for golf courses. It's interesting, one of the things that you don't know about the sideline. So they put their name out there and, hire Jack Nicklaus to design your golf course. Well, he isn't going to design any more than I would. And neither did Arnold Palmer, but it was a name. As a matter of fact, the hitch behind the scenes was it was pretty much the same people working for both of them. They were I happen to know somebody who's probably the most famous golf course designer in the country. His name is Jackie Silva. He designed pretty much all of the big Arnold Palmer golf courses and all the big Jack Nicklaus golf courses. But it's a name. You hang your hat on something, and some people prefer Nicklaus to Arnold Palmer. So Jack Nicklaus have a drink named after him. I know there's the Arnold Palmer. Well, there's no Jack Nicklaus drink, is there?
I don't know.
You know what an Arnold Palmer is?
Yeah, it's half lemonade, half iced tea.
Yeah, good for you. I didn't think you ever sported down in that neck of the woods.
I don't like it, but I know what it is.
Joseph Maldonado Passage. You know who he is?
Of course.
All right.
The Tiger King.
Joe Exotic.
We finished season two of Tiger King. Yeah, it's interesting because at first I was kind of like, oh, this might be a little bit of a lame season because Joe Exotic's in prison. But it came together by the end. They did a whole lot of diving into Carol Baskin's first husband's disappearance. There's a lot of interesting stuff there. Yep.
I thought he was fed to the tiger.
Well, there are still rumors that he's still alive and he's hiding from her in Costa Rica. So I don't know. But one thing is for sure is they definitely have proven, they have evidence that she forged the will. Because she took his signature from their marriage certificate and traced it perfectly. No one's signature. I mean, if you think about it, you sign your signature, right? You over and over and over. It's never the same twice. And so that's when they first realized, oh, all these signatures are exactly the same. And so it's because she traced it from their wedding certificate, their marriage license, and then onto the new will. So
apparently,
interesting.
He was transferred over the weekend by a private plane to a medical center because he's got a bad case of cancer.
Joe Exotic has prostate cancer. So
yeah.
I don't know how
aggressive
long he has.
You know, prostate cancer can have any number of forms. A lot of men have it, and they live for years and years and years and years with it. I have a very good friend who died earlier this year, since he was like 60, went through a terrible, tough time with it. In the end, it wasn't that killed him. It was a blood clot. But it's the stuff that you go through. Oof. I just hope and pray that I never have to go through it. So he's
early
going through
detection.
That.
It's very treatable if it's early detection. That's important.
Get your colonoscopies done. Yep. That's another kind of cancer that is so lethal. Mm-hmm. And the prostate, get that digital rectal exam as much as it seems, you know, pretty unpleasant to talk about it. It's much more unpleasant to die from it than it is to have somebody stick their finger up there to check what size it is. Anyway, so that's not too delicate, but that's kind of the way it is.
Well.
All right. Anyway.
Women laugh at that because, like, women go through so much invasive stuff all the time that, like, you know, a bunch of guys whining about, you know, a quick exam that takes half a second is just, like, hilarious stuff.
All they do is they stick their finger in there and they find the size of it and where it may be swollen on one side or another.
Right.
And what I get told by my doctors is that it's fine for a man my age. Whatever the hell that means.
Well, because it naturally enlarges, right?
As you get
older.
Yes, it does. Yeah, yeah, it seems to. Okay, hedge fund billionaire Kenneth Griffin won a $43 million first edition copy of the U.S. Constitution at the latest Sotheby's auction. He intends to lend it to a free art museum. He's the founder, chief executive of Citadel. He caused a stir when he outbid a large group of crypto investors who had crowdfunded more than $40 million earlier in the week to try to buy this thing. So 17,000 people were involved in that crypto thing, right?
Yeah, the average donation, I think, was $206 or something.
Yeah. Right.
But it's interesting because they wouldn't really have owned it. It's very weird the way that when you crowdfund things with crypto, because then if you technically own it, it's like when we were talking about the Green Bay Packers. You know, you can quote-unquote buy a piece of the franchise, but you don't really own it. Because then it gets into the SEC and filings and all kinds of stuff. So it's interesting.
But a first edition copy. This isn't the real Constitution, folks. This is a copy of it. Now, granted, it was done early on, but still, it's not the original Constitution.
Well,
the real Constitution was under glass.
Huh? Yeah, I don't think the original. I mean, there are only 13 copies left,
I
think.
I think so. Yeah.
And then they have others that are printed, that have been reprinted, but this is part of the hand-done original copies.
There are 27 first printings, but only 13 original copies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of money, though, for that.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season, and as such, it provides many nutritional challenges. And with so much food available, we need to avoid temptation. Here's diet nutrition expert Tara Collingwood, better known as the Diet Diva, sharing some top tips for National Healthy Skin Month and healthy holiday eating.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet and nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Okay, today is National Cranberry Relish Day. Originating here in New England, cranberry relish has been a delicacy all through the last 100 years or so. But it wasn't until the 1950s, actually, that it gained some prominence. A recipe was featured on The Splendid Table, an NPR show. Cranberry is one of the three surviving Native American fruits. Cranberry relish. So do you have cranberry relish for dinner, Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, when I was a kid, this is a big debate, canned versus fresh.
Fresh,
right? We're going
to
put it up on our social media so we can see how everybody, where everyone comes out in this poll. But, yeah, it's like when I was a kid, the idea of the fresh cranberries, because of the tartness, it just, I couldn't do it. So my brother and I would always request that canned gelatinous grossness.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that you dump it out of the can and it has like the,
right,
you know.
It just stands there on its own.
Yeah, and it has like the, you know, the imprint of the can. It's just so bad.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, apparently, according to this, to a new map of surveys of it, all of New England prefers canned over fresh. Now I love fresh. Now I can't even look at the canned.
New England's where they're all grown, too. That's
Jersey.
They grow some down there, too. But they're not as good as the ones.
The cranberry bogs in New Jersey are legendary. Nah. Ask Ocean Spray.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. Yeah, okay. Top four states for cranberry production are Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, and Wisconsin. Congratulations! 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Time now, you'll all be thankful that Chuck Curry is here to go through the box office totals, what he saw. I was going to the movies this weekend, but I never had time. That sounds like a non-starter. Why didn't any of you... Why tell people something about something that didn't happen, right? That's the question. Chucker and the news about Ghostbusters and Gaga as Gucci and other things like that. How did the Will Smith movie? There's some controversy about that, too. There's controversy about everything. So let's get to it after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Something strange. Chuck Curry. Yep, here we go. Ghostbusters, who's going to call? I'm going to call Chuck Curry for a movie moment. All right, so what's the scoop on the Ghostbusters movie, Chucker?
I went to see it yesterday. You know, I'm always perplexed when movies get like a polarizing reaction. I was reading reviews, and it felt like some people really dug it, and some people were disappointed. So I went in. I was hoping to really dig it. I got to be honest. I hate saying this, but I found it to be a crashing disappointment.
Really?
For me. I thought, despite the fact that the lead actress, her name's McKenna Grace, who's pretty awesome in this film, it's really good. The movie had a way too serious tone, and its pacing was extremely slow. And I don't mind that if the payoff is good, and it does have a big fan service payoff in the last 20 minutes. But I hate saying it again, but I almost felt like walking out. It was that disappointing for me.
That's
I didn't like
such a bummer.
I didn't like the setting. I just felt Ghostbusters should be set in a major city. It takes place in a rural community, primarily almost basically on a farm, Doug. I mean, you might relate to that. And like you, I just found it fairly boring. But I'm just kidding. No, I was disappointed. I hate saying that, but I was disappointed.
So how did it do at the box office, though?
It did well, $44 million. It passed expectations, and I just want to bring up one more thing. It makes me think of what I believe is a reality in the industry, of a dark underbelly of a lot of these bloggers, a lot of these blog sites getting favors or payoffs or whatever from major studios to create false buzz on movies, because I do believe that has gone on now for the last at least 5 or 10 years, more prevalent in the last few years, where I think some of these reviews that I read, they're not real. They're done for whatever, set visits by bloggers or whatever to create buzz. And I know some people who do like this film, but I just find it hard to believe you could sit through it from beginning to end and say this is a terrific movie, because I just don't see it. So
okay.
There.
All right.
So anyway, number one, it did $44 million in business, which is a solid opening. They were expected around 28 to 35, so it beat expectations. Externals, Marvel's new superhero movie, 10.8 in weekend number 3.
I think it's called Eternals, not Externals.
Eternals, yeah, you're right, correct. Clifford the Big Red Dog, $8 million, $33 million in 2 weeks. And King Richard, 5.7, below expectations. It's also on HBO Max. I guess that took a dent out of his box office. My wife and daughter watched it. They thought it was terrific. Yeah. They really, really did like it. I'm going to watch it this week. Will Smith is his star.
All right. Gaga and Gucci this week, yes?
Yeah, that comes out, I believe, for Thanksgiving.
It's Wednesday.
It's going to be an interesting barometer film, because that's expecting to pull in more sophisticated, adult-oriented type of a moviegoer.
Like
I am curious how it performs. Yes.
Yeah, somebody like me. Go be wasting my time watching Ghostbusters. Come on. And get to the good stuff. Well, there's an audience for all this stuff. That's why it should be in the movies. Thank you very much. All right, Victoria, good.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.